I'm very pleased to welcome to Fremantle Shipping News two members of the Selfless Orchestra. We'll find out where that name came from in a moment. But first off, Madeline Antoine, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And Raymond Grenfell.
Thanks very much for having us today.
Well, it's really a delight to have the two of you here. You are representative of a much bigger group, and you're going to be playing as the Selfless Orchestra at the Naval Store this Saturday night. And is this the very last performance, or do you have a life beyond Saturday night, Madeline?
Well, we've performed the Great Barrier album a number of times, especially for the Fringe Festival. So I think this is the last time we'll perform that performance, and then we're writing new music, so you can look out for that in the future.
Yeah. Raymond, who writes the music?
It's a fairly collaborative process, I think, because there's a core group of four of us, and then I guess we probably would write majority of the music, depending on a lot of these ideas for the Great Barrier came from the guitarist Steve, who's sort of brought the ideas, and you know, we all wrote our individual parts for it. But then because it's, you know, there's a core four of us, and then there's a greater ensemble that join us depending on the shows, and so it might at times it includes, you know, often includes cello, but also there's a flautist who occasionally comes in, and a percussionist, and keys, and so forth. So it sort of depends on who's there, and everyone writes their own individual parts for it. But
you write your own individual parts for it?
Yeah. And then we sort of rehearse it all together and sort of jam it together, and, you know, I guess I've created what it is, what's predominantly a quite expansive, ethereal kind of post-rock.
Now, your instrument is bass?
It is, yeah.
And have you, Raymond, always played that?
Yeah, I've played bass, what's now, 18 years, going on 18 years in different bands. And that's, I guess that's how I knew Steve initially, was I think we both started playing in bands around the same time, and mostly I've played, I guess, in kind of more punk, kind of rock bands.
Let's come back to your musical heritages. Madeline, you play violin.
Yeah, that's right.
How long have you played it?
Since I was 6 years old, so I'm a classically trained violinist, and that's what takes up most of my time, performing in orchestras and ensembles around Perth, and also teaching violin a little. So
how did you get together with this group?
Well, first off, Ray came to me and asked me to be part of this group, and I've always been interested in, you know, environmental protection and social justice. That's the way I was brought up. So the combination of performing music and having the visuals to sort of evoke that was something I was really interested in. So when Ray came and asked me to be part of this group, or to start this group, along with Steve and a few others, we got together, and that's what became Selfless.
So did you have a punk history to go with the violin?
I've always played contemporary music as well. You know, I learnt Irish folk music as a child as well as classical music. So, yeah, I think that kind of tied into it well. But I've got an electric violin now, so I'm kind of going down the punk road a bit, which is fun.
Form a girls band with electric violins, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Ray, what's your musical heritage then? You mentioned punk, and you talked about this being post-rock. What is the genre of what Selfless Orchestra is doing?
I think it's a sort of a difficult to encapsulate, as you know, genres increasing, everything in this world is these days, everything has a bit of different things. But I think I was very much, when we initially began discussions around creating this group, I was very much inspired by, I guess, this genre of post-rock and a few of the bands that I guess are closely connected to that I've always listened to and enjoyed. Predominantly I've mostly played in more straightforward sort of punk and rock bands, but I've always enjoyed that, and I enjoy the nature of post-rock or classical or neoclassical, and the fact that it tells a story, you know, instrumentally without necessarily having lyrics or words, but you can still be incredibly evocative in terms of, you know, the emotional and even intellectual story that you can tell. And I think it's quite powerful, and it fitted in with what we wanted to do.
Now, Madeline's mentioned this environmental, ecological, I imagine just a general climate change influence for the music. Where did that come from?
I think when we initially were, my initial sort of idea for it and the initial discussions around what we wanted to do were, I myself have been involved in environmental activism and different forms of activism for years and played in bands. And I think it was this idea of trying to create something that wasn't just a band, that something was almost a participatory, I guess you could almost call it a kind of community organization or movement where the band stops being about just people coming to watch and passively consume music, but people could find a way to participate. And so that is through the performance we try and, you know, break down the fourth wall, but also by donating funds to things like the Reef Protection Foundation and also the campaign to stop Adani over East. And that's specific to just this one album. But the idea was to actually create something where people could feel as though they were proactively participating in something rather than, you know, it's great having bands, even if they have political messages and so forth, that you can go and watch. But I think it's even better to create something that people can feel like they're a part of, you know, that it's not just a...
And they actually enjoy listening to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's got to be part of it as well.
But it's not just musicians with instruments. There's also some musicians with voices, aren't there, Madeline?
Mm-hmm. We've got members of the Undercurrent Choir joining us. They've become part of Selfless Orchestra now, so we're going to have four members from that choir joining us on Saturday night.
Now, what can people who get along on Saturday night expect? What's it going to feel like, look like? What's the lighting going to be like? How are you going to be set up? And how many people are you able to take?
Well, it's a very immersive experience. So we've got the visuals projected all around the building. So we're at the Naval Stores in Fremantle, and you can expect... The performance is all on the ground, so, you know, the audience will very much be amongst the performance, and it's really about the visuals, and you just enjoy the visuals and enjoy the music, and it's very relaxing, but also, yeah, evocative performance, I think.
I've always wondered, when I go to a classical symphonic performance, there's usually a conductor there, and my wife and I were talking recently about how much the musicians actually do watch the conductor, or whether they're so trained and rehearsed. They glance at them, obviously. But when you've got a dozen musicians performing like this, it sounds like it's got some new political dynamic to it. Are you a collective who decide where you're going with your music? Is somebody waving a proverbial baton, right?
It's quite a lot more chaotic, and I guess the idea of it was to make it as collective and collaborative as possible. You know, then there's still the practicality and the reality of, you know, like I said, there's a core of four of us. It's quite difficult to find, you know, a whole group of people that are equally sort of have the time and energy to put as much energy into it. But I think, you know, the emphasis on it is, I think, with the band, it's not just about the things we're telling and speaking about through the music, but also the way in which we function and operate as a band in of itself. You know, that I think that's equally as important. So, yeah, it's definitely, I think, at least aims to be as collective as possible.
You're trying to be some ideal microcosm of a society.
I think so, yeah. That would be the, you know, some way to sort of prefigure some form of alternative through bands. It's something I personally like to do in any band I'm playing in, because you know, we spend enough of our time having to do things either for money or otherwise that we don't necessarily have complete say and control over. So it's when you actually, you know, volunteer your time and energy into something, you want to be able to feel like you're getting, you know, having a say and getting something out of it, and also, yeah, and modeling something that people might be able to look at and, you know, and replicate in their own lives or more broadly perhaps. And it's, you know, it's great being here in Fremantle. I think those sorts of ideas are, you know, people...
A natural incubator in a way here. And Madeline, the title, Selfless Orchestra, there's the Perth Symphony Orchestra, there's the WA Symphony Orchestra, the Selfless Orchestra. Is that meant to reflect everything Ray was just saying?
I think so. I think that's where it came from. Yeah, like we all... There's a lot of professional musicians in the group, and we all donate our time and energies to the group because we we believe in it, and we want, you know, we want to put this kind of music out there. And yeah, I think that's where the name came from.
And after the Barrier Reef, what does the future hold? Have you got other projects?
Yes, we've got two new pieces which we will perform on Saturday as well to show what we're writing at the moment. One of those is called Yuliri, and it's about the, you know, the area.
There's some nuclear waste uranium, there, the uranium.
That's right. Yeah, and the other piece, do you remember what the...
I'm not sure. I think, yeah, we're still sort of conceptualising what the next, you know, I guess, to some extent, issue will be about. Mm. I mean, this was very much specifically about the Great Barrier, and I think from here we're broadening out to, you know, with still a focus on environmental issues. We're all quite passionate about sort of social justice, and also I think Yuliri comes from Steve, the guitarist, spent some time where they do the walk, a walk away from uranium. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but he spent some time with some of the traditional owners out in Yuliri talking about uranium mining. And I think, you know, the question of sort of Indigenous sovereignty and sort of justice for First Nations people is one that thankfully more and more people are becoming conscious of and aware of, and, you know, issues such as Aboriginal deaths in custody and so forth, I think is something that's close to our heart. So I imagine that will be, you know, definitely a part of it. But ultimately, I mean, I think we want to be in a position where we can just respond and react to whatever we like, and not just react, but also tell stories that are, you know, affirmative and maybe perhaps give a glimpse of an alternative way of being.
You're reminding me of a band that you may have heard of called Midnight Oil, with a fellow called Peter Garrett up front who was singing songs about similar sorts of social justice issues back in the 70s and 80s. So this is very exciting. How many people can you fit in? They need to get their tickets quick, don't they?
Yeah, I think the capacity, lucky with the Naval Stores being such a big venue, so we're not too limited by some of the COVID restrictions. I think, you know, a lot of venues are struggling at the moment, given that we haven't gone to stage
now
five.
60% or something.
Yeah, but thankfully the Naval Stores is quite big, but still the tickets are selling, I think, yeah, quite remarkably quite fast, what's great.
Best to get tickets online.
Yeah.
Buy them online?
Yeah, before the event, I'd say.
I think there'll be some available in the door, but we're encouraging people to get them, you know, before.
So listeners and readers, get your online ticket sales quickly. We've only got a short time to do it. Well, look, we'll bring this to an end. But before I do, just to each of you, what have you personally really mostly got out of being a member of the Selfless Orchestra? Madeline?
I'd say just the whole collaborative experience has been really rewarding. Like, you know, we have cellists, we have violinists, flautists, punk musicians, like that whole collaboration between different worlds. And a lot of the music feels very improvised, but, you know, we spend a lot of hours writing it. And, yeah, it's just incredibly rewarding. That,
as a musician?
Yeah, as a musician and a performer.
So. Right.
I think it's a good example of how, in a way, anything's possible in our own lives, not just musically, but I think we very often, and I think even on a broader collective scale, we get very stuck in just in this dogmatic sort of way of doing things, you know, or imagining things. So a band has a certain way of being, you know, it plays gigs in bars to sell alcohol, releases records to sell records. And I think what Selfless demonstrates is that, you know, you can conceptualize a band in any way, and it can be anything. It can be a more collaborative, participatory movement, and similarly in our lives, I think we can apply that to anything. You know, work doesn't have to always follow the, you know, the functions that we've been taught to follow. And, you know, so I think that's the thing I get most from it, is that, you know, we can just reimagine and, you know, not just bands, but really the entire world if we wanted to, and we had the time and energy. So I think that's at the core of it. I think that's what personally I'm, you know, my involvement is, yeah, and getting from it.
Well, thank you very much to both of you for coming and explaining that. And I think the way to understand what each of you has said is plainly to be there on Saturday night and just enjoy it, and then later go and acquire the music of Selfless Orchestra, which is available online as well.
We'll have vinyl records as well.
Vinyl records as well.
So you can get that on the night and some other things, because, you know, as much as we're reimagining the band, we still need to sell merchandise.
Reimagine the bank account at the same time. Well, thanks very much, and good luck for Sunday night.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.